Recorded Books presents The House of Dyesdrear by Virginia Hamilton. Narrated by Lynn Thigpen.
Chapter 1. Thomas dreamed he walked a familiar forest, following a time-worn path of the Tuscaroras. The trail seemed the same as he had known it all his life. The way he walked it, without making any sound, was true to the way ancient Indian braves had walked it. But now, the once familiar evergreens on either side were gigantic. Their needles were as large as railroad spikes. He had no trouble accepting the great new height of the trees or the long, smooth size of the needles. It was the awful smell of resin and oil over everything that upset him. The odor nearly choked him. The trees gave it off, as though they were raining turpentine. He seemed to feel it on his hair and on his hands. His palms itched, and his eyes burned. He tried to get the smell out of his mind, and stopped on the path to cut an enormous branch from a fallen pine. He made tiny marks on the bark with one of his whittling tools, and he didn't find it unusual to be using so small an instrument for such hard work. He'd always used whittling tools to cut branches. He had started whistling to himself when a man swung down from a mile-high spruce.
"Stay back," the man said.
He lifted the huge branch Thomas wanted and flung it away as if it were nothing.